But you've sold his as well, haven't you?
Yes, but once anything's in Bond Street, it's beyond the reach of mere mortals, even Hobbs Baranov, too dear.
Magda, who's been working her way through the Retsina a little more determinedly than the rest of them, makes a bitter face. This man is appalling. You should have nothing to do with him. If that is what American spies are like, they are worse even than the Russians they defeated.
He was never a spy, Nagami says somberly, lowering his glass. A cryptographer, a mathematician. If the Americans were as heartless or as efficient as people imagined them, they would never leave poor Hobbs to drink himself to death in a leaking caravan.
Case, feeling neither particularly heartless nor very efficient, asks, what would they do then, if they were? Nagami, about to put a forkful of the remaining calamari into his mouth, pauses.
I suppose, he says, they would kill him.
Case, having been raised to some extent within the ghostly, yet, in her experience, remarkably banal membrane of the American intelligence community, has her own set of likelihood filters when it comes to these things. Wynne had never, as far as she knew, been an intelligence officer in his own right, but he had known and worked with them. He had shared a certain experiential core with them, partaking in his own way of the secret world and its wars. And very little Case ever hears of that world, as described by those with even less a sense of it than her own, sounds like anything but fantasy. Actually, she tells them, it's sort of traditional to let them drink themselves to death. Something about her tone stops the conversation, which she hadn't intended. What did you mean in a caravan? She asked Nagami, to end the silence. Wynne had lived long enough to bury a number of his colleagues, none of them, as far as she knew, felled by anything more sinister than stress and overwork, and perhaps by a species of depression engendered by too long and too closely observing the human soul from certain predictable but basically unnatural angles.
He lives in a little trailer, Nagami says. Squats, really, near pool.
But he has a bloody pension from the CIA, protests Magda. I don't believe this caravan, and he buys those Kurta things. They cost fortunes. He's hiding something. Secrets.
Drinking deep of her retsina.
NSA, Nagami corrects her. Disability pension, I imagine. Though I'd certainly never ask him. He has perhaps £10,000 in net worth, I believe. Most of it, at any given time, in calculators. No fortune, not even enough to keep them, really. A collector he must buy, but a poor man he must sell, Nagami sighs. It is that way for many people, not least myself,